East Coast FM's Mind Yourself.
So, Mind Yourself, that's what we're doing. We do it every week to look after your mental health, and it's time for that particular segment of the programme right now, a time of the week where we focus on your mental health. My next guest is a graduate from TIG Lynn who provides individuals in care, in their care, to help those with life-controlling drug and alcohol problems. Peter Sheridan is on the line from TIG Lynn. Hiya, Peter.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Great work you do there in TIG Lynn, you and others. So tell us how you got involved in TIG Lynn and the challenges that were there.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, I came through addiction myself, you know, and that's how I came in contact with TIG Lynn. You know, I came from a very loving family, nothing out and on with my upbringing, you know, but I just got a relationship with drugs and alcohol that led me into a deep addiction. That's how I first came in contact with TIG Lynn in 2008.
And was it, Peter, to sort yourself out initially that you got involved?
Yeah, so that was it. So I came on the program with TIG Lynn, and I did the in-house 10-month program, went through a lot of changes while I was here. After TIG Lynn, you know, we work with people after I finished the program, and I went on to UCD to study addiction counselling. I started up my own business. I came back to work in TIG Lynn as a key worker, and I've been working here since.
Gosh, Peter, I can imagine, you know, if you're tied up with drugs and alcohol, you know, just arriving in a place, it does not automatically mean that you get away from the clutches. I mean, there's a lot of work involved. So tell us about the toughness of the regime you had and the determination you had and how you finally came through.
Yes, indeed, Declan. Yeah, it's a very tough program. As I said, it's a 10-month in-house program, so it's a quite long program. But in that time, you're given key workers and counsellors, you do person development classes, you do work duties that help you build up new life skills. You go through different phases, and then as you go through the phases, I suppose there's more challenges for you, and you go more into the psychological trauma that has been caused by your addiction and your life traumas. So yeah, it's very intense. The personal development classes walk through all kinds of attitudes and behaviours, and over a 10-month program, the counsellors will go through all this stuff as well, whilst the key workers are getting care plans in place for you to start your new life after addiction. So it's quite intense. Yeah.
And what's it like actually going through the battles inside your mind and your body, Peter? You know, the cravings are there. And yes, I'm presuming that the reason you went to TIG Lynn was to rid yourself of this. So you had, you know, in your mind to actually stop these things happening in your body and stopping the craving. What was that battle like as you went through all those months?
Yeah, okay, Declan. So I suppose the battles change as you go on. So when you come in to TIG Lynn, the first month we call induction, and that's just to let you settle in. And that's because when you first come in, you're very emotional. First of all, you're very sick from withdrawals a lot of time, if it's heroin, so it would have been heroin with me. So you would be very sick with withdrawals and you know, and you're just so exhausted, and after that would come the emotional trauma, I suppose, the emotional effect and the psychological effect, and you know, when you start going through all the guilt and you start thinking about all the people you've let down and all the people you've hurt and all the loved ones that you've you know, let down in different ways, and so you go through different phases of pain, I suppose, of psychological pain, as you go through the early stages of recovery, and I suppose, and TIG Lynn is very good at letting people. That's why the program is so long. Letting people give them space and time to go through psychological traumatic effects that's happening in their lives at this time. And that's why they're surrounded with professional counsellors and key workers, just to guide them and just to break down what they're going through and help them to put this jigsaw, take it apart first, and then, I suppose, put it back together.
Mm. And you're now giving back the knowledge and the battle you've been through back to others, which is fantastic, Peter. And you're taking on a challenge when the lockdown finishes, I hear. You're going on a bit of a journey. That I tell you something, you can't get any longer than this one.
Yeah. Yes, well, I suppose, Declan, you know, I suppose it's 13 years ago I give up drugs, and I've been, and with the help of Tig Lynn, you know, I am where I am today. And to put me back on the road to recovery, I went into education. I got myself back in line. I studied, and then I realised that, you know, I looked at where I came from. And the impossible journey, that seems like an impossible journey for people sitting at home today that are struggling in silence, in isolation, with mental health issues and addiction issues and suicidal tendencies, you know. And I have a real heart for this, so I wanted to do something to bring awareness to it and signify what I call the impossible journey. So I do a good bit of exercise. I like running. And I came up with an idea that I was going to run from Malinhead to Mizenhead, and I was going to call it the impossible journey. And it seemed like an impossible journey for me to run almost 600 kilometres. But I wanted to signify how difficult it was to come out of mental health issues and addiction issues and everything that goes with it. So I decided I'm going to take on this run. It was meant to start this weekend, and unfortunately I have to put it back, and it looks like it'll have to be in level 2. So when that happens, I'll be running the length of the country. I'm going to break it down over, I'll be running around 30 kilometres a day, having Saturday, Sundays off, running down through the country, trying to bring awareness to mental health issues, trying to bring awareness to addiction issues and tell people about Tig Lynn, you know. I mean, there's not a family in Ireland, I suggest, that's not familiar with addiction and mental health issues at some level. So I want to reach as many people as possible and try to raise funds for the fantastic work.
We'll be doing a fantastic amount of that on this impossible journey, which knowing your determination from talking with you, Peter, you've got it there to complete. It's on GoFundMe if you want to have a look at the impossible journey for Peter Sheridan's planned run from the top of the country to the bottom when the lockdown goes into maybe level 2. Peter, fair play to you, well done, and that's where the information is to support you. Thanks for sharing all that. I hope it was beneficial to people this morning. Thank you. Very good.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter Sheridan there, all about Tig Lynn. And more of what's happening in Mind Yourself coming up in just a moment.
Call Declan now on the Morning Show hotline, 0818-303-103.
Well, yes, they are a victim of their own success. For example, the first thing you think about when you hear the 4x4 place is Spirit Burton, right? Well, of course. But Spirit Burton have moved on. Nowadays, as well as great 4x4s, you're just as likely to find a superb selection of quality used cars and commercials, featuring all the top names in motoring. One thing hasn't changed, though. They're still at the Kilpeder landmark location, right on the N11. Spirit Burton Kilpeder, part of Spirit Motor Group and part of Wicklow.
Fishers in Newtown Mount Kennedy, we, like you, are working through these strange times. Working from home, working as carers, self-isolating or on the front line. Whatever your role, we want to help keep you safe. So, whether you're looking for a comfortable casual outfit, something to wow on a video call or a performance piece for the outdoors, you can find it on our web store and we'll deliver it straight to your door. Browse our ladies' wear, menswear, kids' collections and gifts at fishers.ie. Up to 50% off selected items in our sale and new stock arriving daily. Free shipping over €50 on fishers.ie.
Earlsbrook House Nursing Home, part of the First Care Group. is delighted to announce that our residents and staff have received both doses of the COVID vaccine, bringing great reassurance to our residents, their families and care team. Despite the challenges of the past year, our residents have stayed active, embracing new pursuits, attending social events and nurturing friendships. Thank you to all the families for your support in protecting your loved ones, and to our care team who have worked tirelessly throughout. If you or a loved one is looking for quality, safe care, call our Director of Nursing, Claire Johnston, on 01 2761 601 or visit firstcare.ie.
The Morning Show on East Coast FM.
The Morning Show
with Declan Meehan.
Texter says that woman is dead right. This is Emer O'Neill about the murder of that poor man. It was great that someone got the video. The policeman was so angry. You could see it. I'm delighted he got sent down. The power has been taken away from him. It's the Morning Show at East Coast at 087-77-11-103. Now, over 20 GAA and sports clubs in Wicklow have come together to walk 24 hours in time slots, to coincide with COVID regulations. They're talking about the May and June bank holiday weekends. And the money raised will go to Talk to Tom, who are opening a centre in Arklow. Nathan Clemens is chair of the Shalala Cool Boy Healthy Club project team. He's on the line. Hello to you, Nathan.
Good morning, Declan. How are you? You well?
Good morning. Thanks for talking with us this morning. That sounds a great idea.
Thanks for inviting us on the show.
To do that, and certainly Talk to Tom is a great charity, so just remind us of the work they do.
Talk to Tom have a centre in Gorey, dealing with mainly in suicide awareness, and their work with teenagers and suicide in particular has been absolutely fantastic, and they've helped to support centres around the country as well. But they're opening a new one in Arklow, and hoping to get that open sooner rather than later. So Orla Tyrrell from Ballymanus, who suffered a suicide in her own family back in 1997, has put together this group, and it's just exploded from the original seven a few weeks ago from a newspaper article to a video going out to hopefully today on the radio, raising awareness. We've over 22 clubs taking part in Wicklow so far.
Wow. Right, and I'm intrigued by the format of all this, the 24 hours and the time slots. How would it all work?
The format's based, each individual club have 24-hour slots. Some are breaking them down into hour, some are 30 minutes, and people are going to be walking virtually over those time slots and raising money within their own teams and groups. So it's all socially distanced and all following the current guidelines. We're hoping the restrictions for June might be lifted to do something a bit more.
So somebody could have a slot for 30 minutes at 5 a.m. or something. Great. Yeah, but it's all for the good cause, and it's all to comply, of course, with the regulations. And judging by the reaction, I mean, there's great enthusiasm to do this.
Oh, absolutely. Orla herself says she's usually overwhelmed by the reaction. From the video alone that went out across the county, we've got clubs all across Wicklow and reaching into to Wexford, as far across as Bolton Glass, Blessington. We've got obviously Arklow Football Club, Arklow Triathlon Club, Tinahili Triathlon Club, to name but a few, and ourselves, Knockanana and Ockram, who would be clubs local to Ballymanus themselves, were the original founders.
And tell us about mental health and awareness. You know, things have been tough where people can't get out and get into the open air and play around, and that must have had some impact.
Well, over at Shalala Cool Boy Healthy Club, we've been running mental health awareness April. We had a talk from Talk to Tom at the opening at the beginning of the month. We had a One Good Coach workshop with Jigsaw there last week, training some of our coaches in mental health awareness. And we have a talk tomorrow with Dermot Ling, the Wexford hurling captain, former Wexford hurling captain, on mental health and resilience. And then next week we have a team workshop. So we were very keen to get involved with Orla and this step-by-step 24-hour challenge to help raise further mental health awareness. And I know yourself, with your segment here, you've been working very hard on it as well.
Talked to various people from Talk to Tom from time to time. It's great news that they're opening a centre in Arklow.
Absolutely. And all the money, that there's a GoFundMe page for the step-by-step challenge on their Facebook page. And all the money from this will be ring-fenced to provide equipment and everything necessary to help open that centre. So it's all going to go to local. Mm. So all the money, they're a non-profit charity.
Groups, yeah.
Don't get any funding from government. So none of the money goes into a big pot to cover wages and such like. It all goes to local services. And this money in particular will go to the Arklow Centre.
And we'll share it as well, the video on our social media pages. We want to keep up with everybody doing it over the next while as well, because it's a very important charity, and there's been, you know, we've covered instances on the programme, particularly around Arklow, which is not, of course, unique in all this, where there's been lots of tragedy in families. So it's well worth doing, and it's fantastic that so many, the clubs and sports clubs and yourselves, have come together on this. You know, really good.
Yeah, it's been phenomenal, and I know Orla herself will be touching base with you after the Her May event. She currently has her head down, phone still ringing with people looking to get support. So I know after her event in May, she'll be reaching out to you and chatting with you on that and how it went.
And Nathan, for people who want to find out more about this, what's the best place?
You can go to the Talk to Tom Facebook page. And you can find out about the step-by-step challenge there. And also we have the Shalala Cool Boy Healthy Club page on Facebook, where you can find out about all our Mental Health Awareness Month and what we're doing to help support this as well. This also reaches out to seven other healthy clubs within Wicklow, and that's set to grow this year. We're hoping to double the number of clubs involved with the Healthy Club Project and raise more awareness.
Excellent. Okay. Well, we'll hear from you again, Nathan, and we'll have a chat. Good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed for your time
today.
Cheers, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Nathan Clements there, Chair of the Shalala Cool Boy Healthy Club Project. You know?